the receiver touch it at all, to your knowledge? Did he even get his hands?
To be honest with you, I was from behind, so when I'm coming over the top of him, I'm just trying to strip the ball out. I mean, wherever the ball was, I couldn't see it. I just heard the reaction. Yeah, so I know something happened.
You guys think you needed a play like that to win this game? To put it on?
I mean, we definitely needed a big play. Obviously, you know, we were trying to hold them to field goals throughout the game, and G had a turnover or something to kind of get a spark. But you know, they did a good job, obviously, of throwing the short passes and you know, really, I guess I wouldn't dink and dunk down the field a little bit.
It almost seems like the movement in the locker room was almost a relief. Did you feel like maybe you escaped one here?
No, I mean, I think that we definitely didn't have our best game out there. So whenever you can go out there and get a win, and there's a lot more that we can do, you're happy with the victory. So I think that, you know, there's definitely room for improvement. We got to do better in all three phases. And, you know, it's still early in the year, and we're looking forward to our next opponent.
You and a lot of your teammates talked about how Carr was very effective running the ball, getting out of the pocket, and creating plays. He seemed to be in the pocket most of the day today, making plays. Did that kind of surprise you that he didn't take off too much?
Well, I'm making sure he doesn't try and get out of the pocket. That's, you know, when you're on the left-hand side, your job is to not let him extend the play and throw the ball down the field. So, you know, again, if you have to slow down your rush a little bit and kind of just mirror him, then that's what you got to do to not let him extend plays.